Chamber chat in 3, 2, 1. Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and I always say Chamber business, go to DurangoBusiness.org. Does that make sense? Charlie Kerr, did that make any sense?
It did, Jack. I'm with you there.
Well, if you're there, then we know everybody else is, hopefully. Charlie Kerr, you are with the steering committee. Is that the correct title for Leadership La Plata?
Correct. Yes, I am the incoming head or chair of the steering committee for Leadership La Plata.
Okay.
And the committee is kind of the main committee that oversees all activities of LLP.
So, not to put you on the spot, so steering committee, then you would, I'm assuming, have like the marketing, the recruitment, curriculum. You guys all come together to make Leadership La Plata what it is.
Correct. We meet once a month and we get all the heads of the different committees together to report in, make sure we're on the same page and that we're putting together a great program.
Right. Now, you're an LLP grad.
Correct.
And what year did you go through?
I went through in 2011, 2012.
Oh, wow. And I was, 07, 08. So was the experience, I do tell people, one, the bonding with the fellow classmates was incredible, and two, just the access to different community leaders was the second thing I remember the best, you know, is having access, especially as a chamber director, and then third was just the leadership skills that you learn. I mean, what were your takeaways?
All of those.
All of those. Yeah.
You summed it up. You pretty much took the words out of my mouth.
Well, I'll just keep talking.
I was asked about a year after I graduated what I got out of LLP. Uh-huh. And in one word, I said connections.
Yeah.
I'd been in town about 15 years when I signed up through the program and went through.
Okay.
Was in a class of 18. And of those people, the other 17 knew one of them prior to the class.
Uh-huh.
Today, I'm good friends with about 10 of them.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's fabulous. The connections I made within my class, the access to people, leaders, and different folks in the community, the doors that were opened up to me through LLP was amazing. I probably met another 75 to 100 people that year I would not have otherwise met.
Wow. So you're saying exactly the same things that I went in my experience, and even our class 10 years later, we still meet. We had a little reunion, a couple of them. We had one last summer, and we had one this winter when Preston Parrott happened to be rolling into town, and we were like, hey, let's all get together, and about 8 of us were able to show up. And that true bond with the other classmates is just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Our class, similar. I see many of them often, and we do occasionally get together for official reunions.
Right.
The thing that's amazing to me, too, is the other classes. I've met people that have gone through before and after I did and formed great relationships there. So it's not just your own class. You'll meet others. And those bonds continue after LLP after you've graduated.
Right, absolutely. And those bonds continue because you guys are in your 30th year. Now, you haven't been there all those years, obviously.
Correct.
But you guys have a little celebration. So if you are an LLP grad, I'm even going to be bold and say, even if you're not, but your significant other or someone that you know near and dear to your heart was, we have an event coming up.
That's right. So we're going to celebrate the 30th anniversary of LLP, and we're planning an event on Friday, July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in conjunction with Music in the Mountains.
Right.
So it's going to be up at Purgatory.
Right. And obviously, we are pre-recording this, and hopefully the fires and the monsoons will have come and put the fires out.
Exactly. Between our amazing firefighters and Mother Nature coming through for us, we're optimistic we'll be able to host it at that venue. But we're going to open that up to all alumni and their guests.
Mm-hmm.
And was checking the other night, we now have about 478 alumni that have been through the program. So, yeah.
30 years and 500 grads almost.
Yep, it's amazing. So, obviously, we're planning for quite a crowd, but we're going to open that up to alumni and guests. And it's a very nominal fee for alumni who have paid their dues. It's $10.
That's all.
Yep, that's it.
Wow.
I know, pretty amazing. And for their guests or alumni who are not current on their dues, it's $15.
Okay.
Included in that is a grass pass to the Music in the Mountains event that night.
Right.
So that will be included. We're going to have appetizers, a cake, of course, to celebrate the occasion.
Oh, gotta have cake, uh-huh.
Yep, and a cash bar. So be a good time. That's going to start at 5 o'clock up at the ski area.
Nice.
At Hoodies. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the Music in the Mountains program starts at 7 p.m., so we'll wrap up ours around 6:30 or so and let people head over to the grass and listen to the wonderful music.
Awesome. And I want to put you on the spot. Do you know what the performance is that night by chance?
Well, it is.
Is that their kickoff evening?
It is.
Okay.
For that venue, it is
right.
Their kickoff evening.
That is so cool.
Yep.
And I know that I've actually interviewed Angie Beach, the director of Music in the Mountains, and she also is an LLP grad, and she's very excited to have Leadership of Plata up on the hill, so to speak, up at the resort and for opening night.
Yep, absolutely. So it is the Festival Orchestra Concert, and that's going to be at the festival tent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a special one because it's dedicated to the memory of Maestro Misha Semenitsky. Yep, he is one of the founders of Music in the Mountains, was absolutely instrumental in bringing that to Durango.
Right.
And he passed away this past December.
Mm-hmm.
So this event is going to be in his memory to honor him.
Right, and I know the grass pass is what's so cool about that is you're literally right outside the festival tent under the stars. You know, bring your lawn chair, just hang out and enjoy an evening of wonderful music.
Exactly.
And friendship.
Yep, exactly. And that's included with the cost of the LLP event. And,
wow.
You know, tickets are available. If you'd like to be in the tent, you can go to Music in the Mountains, and you can buy a ticket for inside seating if you'd like to go that route.
Okay. And if people want to register for this event to go to the LLP and the Grass Pass, where do they do that?
Well, we're going to be sending out, emailing all of the alumni an invitation to that. And we will also have information on our homepage, which is leadershiplaplata.org.
Okay.
And we actually run everything, as you know, Jack, through the Chamber of Commerce. We're
you
a program of the Chamber, so they're always a good resource for getting information.
Well, we better be.
Yep.
You know, I always say the Leadership of Plata, the YPODs, Young Professionals of Durango, the diplomats who are ambassadors, and Look Local First are kind of our four signature programs that do fall under the Chamber umbrella. So, now, again, this is 30 years. That is incredible. You think of businesses around here. I know Barty Chuck Wagon. I'm going to give a big plug because Gary Cook, you know, emailed me the other day and said, "Hey, can we get a little plug out there?" They're in 50 years, so they've been around a little longer. But Leadership of Plata, 30 years it's been going on. Are you expecting some of the founders, like a Jasper Welch or others, that might be able to make it to that night?
Well, I certainly hope so. We're going to reach out to a few of them and ask them if they could actually share a few words with.
Uh-huh.
Leadership La Plata meant to them.
Make sure you tell Jasper few.
We will instruct. We have the wonderful, almost world famous Jack Llewellyn.
Yeah.
Who will be emceeing the event.
So, now there's a guy who can't shut his mouth.
we're counting on him to keep everybody on track.
Okay. Well, we'll be there. And again, this starts. This is all on July 13th. Up at the festival tent or hoodies, right?
Yep.
And it starts at 5:00.
Correct.
LLP grads are $10.
$10.
And then $15 for guests.
For the guests.
And that includes the appetizers, cash bar, and then the grass pass.
Exactly. So
wow.
It should be an amazing evening. We're really looking forward to it and hope to see all the alumni out there.
Now, let me ask you this. I know that shift gears a little bit from the event, but with leadership, La Plata, you guys take all the applicants. We're going to tell people now, if you're going to apply, they already got all the applications are in for this next year's class, but start planning ahead now to get your application in by May 30th or May 31st, whatever it falls on next year, because time will go by so fast.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. So if people are anything like me, you're going to be tempted to wait until the last minute.
Sure.
And I encourage everybody to look into it, reach out to alumni. There's a directory that's available on our website with alumni's names. And you are welcome to reach out to them, inquire about the program. But yeah, we'd love to have people start working on those applications next spring.
Sure.
As you mentioned, the deadline for this year is passed. So we have our applications in. We'll be interviewing folks this week. And probably by the end of the month, have this fall's class set.
Right. Now, I do know that also we'd like to see a variety from all over La Plata County. It's not just Durango. This is Leadership La Plata.
Exactly. So we reach out. We're hoping to see people from Bayfield, Ignacio, the Dry Side. We want a representation of the entire community. And by that, we mean the entire county.
Well, and I think, too, it's not just, you know, if you're a CEO of a bank or you run a big company or you're a rancher or you're overseeing a nonprofit. I mean, we want anybody that, you know, wants to be in a leadership position to go through the program. And the age, I think, is 25 and older?
Correct. And you have to have lived in La Plata County for 1 year by the time the applications are due.
Okay.
And that's really about it. But yes, you're right. We're looking for a very diverse group of people. So we want people from different walks of life, different viewpoints, different backgrounds, and life experiences.
Yeah. Well, and that's what makes Durango and La Plata County so great. And Bayfield, and Ignacio, and Breen. Because is that diversity? Because that is one of the things when I went through the class, I learned, for a lack of a word, to get along with everybody that I might not see eye to eye. And the class you get at the retreat, you get such respect from everybody.
Absolutely. And that's the first event when the class comes together for the first time. It is a retreat. It starts on a Friday afternoon.
And the second Friday of September.
Yes, typically it is, and that is correct this year. And it's 2 days, starts in Friday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and that's when you get to meet your classmates. And 2 days, we kind of get you away from regular life for 48 hours and time to kind of focus on leadership and meeting your new classmates.
Right. Yeah. Unplug and the bonding. And Phil Bryson does a great job. I assume he's still going to be doing it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. And you kind of bond between the ropes course and other things that you do, that true bonding and kind of, you know, I don't want to say bare your soul, but you do open up and peel away the layers to you really explain who you are. And that's where there's no judgment ever is at Leadership La Plata.
Yeah, no, it's a very safe place to share your thoughts and ideas and your life experiences. And, you know, I think that's kind of what helps bond the class. And we do that the first class. And, you know, going forward, everybody seems to be on great terms and very supportive of each other.
And the class that meets, is it the second Friday of every month from that point forward, 8 in the morning to 5?
Correct. Yes, it is the second Friday, and we meet. The retreat is in September. After that, the classes are all day Friday, as you mentioned, and those will run through May.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a second class in May, which is called Visioning. It's kind of a wrap-up, followed by the graduation event.
Yeah, and then you come back the next year, and you and one of your classmates. Yep. Thank you, classmates. Mm-hmm. Put on one of the courses.
Absolutely. So these classes that are put on each month are actually coordinated by last year's graduates. So that's the unique thing about the program is it's, you know, we tell people it's really a two-year program.
It is. Yep. Yeah.
The first year you're going through the classes, experiencing that. The second year you're going to spend a couple of months preparing for and coordinating a class for the people that come in behind you.
Right. And some of the classes I know are business and arts and culture. Diversity is always woven in.
Yep. We've got government, public safety. We've got a class on the environment.
So, yeah.
Yep.
A variety.
Yep, absolutely. And they're never the same. Every year they're different because as the previous year's graduates come in and put these classes on, we let them set the curriculum and kind of drive what that looks like. So no 2 years are ever the same in LLP.
Right. And every class says they're the best one ever, so to speak, which can be true.
This year's class told us they're the most sincere ever.
Oh, see, and I do have one class. I think we're the worst class ever. I forget which one that is.
Okay.
Was that you?
That. No.
Oh.
No, we're the best class ever.
I say we're the best class ever. No, really.
Yeah.
That's how ours is. So if somebody is an LLP grad coming up on July 13th, what's going on?
Yep. We have our 30th anniversary celebration. That's going to be up at Hoodies at Purgatory in conjunction with Music in the Mountains.
And where do people register?
They can go to leadershiplaplata.org or they can call the chamber.
Yep, and that's 247-0312. Charlie, thank you sincerely for everything that you do for Leadership of Plata, because I know you're herding cats sometimes.
Jack, it's my pleasure. I really enjoy it, and it's a wonderful program.
All right, so get involved with Leadership of Plata, and we'll see you up at Purgatory, and the monsoons will come, and we'll kind of return, hopefully, life back to normal.
Yep, soon.
Yes, we have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.